possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's get a little bit more perspective on what's going on from ESPN, FDN Fantasy. Aaron Schatz is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Aaron, thanks a million for joining us. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. It's been a busy off season, but I'm ready to get started.
It's almost over, my friend. We're almost there. I'm ready for camp, and I'm ready for some football on all levels. But you know, obviously, it's a year for the Browns that we're waiting to see what happens. And you know, can they pull off a miracle and be something that everybody thinks they're not? Who knows? They've got four quarterbacks to go into this thing. So let me start with that question. Do you think the Browns can go into the regular season with four quarterbacks on the roster?
No, I don't think they're going to go with four quarterbacks on the roster. My guess is, my guess is that whoever loses the job between Pickett and Flacco, they might try to flip somewhere else and keep both rookies. Because it doesn't make sense to use the draft picks on the rookies and then not keep both of them. But Sanders is a fifth, so I suppose you could try to drop him to the practice squad. I can't imagine they're going to do four quarterbacks.
Which guy get, and I say this, obviously, to me, the answer, Aaron, is whichever guy doesn't play the best. But are you thinking you're keeping two rookies or are you keeping two veterans? Because it clearly is going to come down that way. I don't know how you give up on the rookies if you think either one of them has any chance of playing down the road. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you completely. Well, it's hard for me to put myself in the Browns' brain because I would never have really drafted Dillard Gabriel. Like, that was a surprise to a lot of people, and it was a surprise to me. But clearly they see something in him. They took him in the third round. So I see something in Sanders. So I would think you would want to keep both of them. So, yeah, I would think the best thing for them to do is whichever veteran doesn't win the camp battle, they either try to flip to a team that's had an injury or they cut. But I don't know if that's what they're going to do. It sort of depends on what the two rookies show. It's very difficult to imagine a world where they cut Gabriel. You just don't cut third round picks. You don't send them to the practice squad. They make the team. But it sort of depends on what Sanders does to see whether they keep him.
Aaron, size up the AFC North for me. Pittsburgh's in a weird spot. I mean, I would just, you know, here they are. They've got a quarterback that's been successful throughout his career, with the exception, the New Yorkers will probably argue with me on that. But, you look at what Pittsburgh is, and we already know what Baltimore, and you have to respect the you-know-what out of Cincinnati's quarterback situation.
Well, our numbers love Baltimore. Baltimore was our number one team the last 2 years. So our numbers think Baltimore is fabulous. Doesn't see a particular reason why they failed in the playoffs. They've just played against good teams and had things not quite go their way. And it's not like they've gotten clobbered in the playoffs or anything like that. So Baltimore looks very strong. Cincinnati obviously has a great offense and questionable defense. Pittsburgh, yeah, like you said, I'm just not a Rodgers believer. He did not play well. And it's not like they didn't give him good receivers. He had Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams, and he had a reasonable offensive line. So I think the problem is that Rodgers just doesn't have it anymore, and we see their defense actually taking a little bit of a step back.
Aaron, if you're the Browns and you go into training camp and you have Jerry Jeudy at wide receiver and then nothing but question marks, what are you thinking? Is that okay from your perspective, I mean, and the way that you study the NFL?
Dude, look at a lot of things about this team that are not okay, right? I mean, I think the first thing is I think the Browns are in this mindset, which is it's not going to happen this year. We're building for the future. So what we need to do is get young players some playing time and figure out what they can be. What can Cedric Tillman be? What can, I don't know, Jamari Thrash be? But they don't have a lot of those receivers that are young that they can see what they are going to be. Tillman's in his third year. Thrash is in his second. So, I mean, we know Judy, right? He's, you know, really good. What can Fannin be, right, at tight end? I think their defense is going to be very good. There is a lot of talent on this defense. There's a very good defensive coordinator. There's a very strong chance of a rebound. We know they were very good 2 years ago. What happened last year was, I mean, first of all, they don't get that much pressure outside of a Garrett, and Mason Graham should help with that a lot. The other is the secondary did not play well last year, but secondary performance is very inconsistent, and the secondary had played well the year before. So it's, you know, it's definitely possible that Ward, Emerson, Newsom, those guys all bounce back this year. And that this defense is pretty good. The problem is that the offense looks awful.
If it's funny because a lot of things you said that I've kind of thought, and it's like, okay, if they want to get young, give young guys a chance and start grooming towards the future, that this is an opportunity. And then Myles Garrett says, hey, I want to go. And then they figure out a way to get him to stay. Is that kind of not a conflict of interest, but it takes two philosophies and kind of takes them in different ways, where they could have got a giant haul for Miles if they wanted to trade him. No one here wanted to see him trade him, but if you were truly planning for the future, would you have not traded him?
The problem is Garrett is so good that in 2 or 3 years he's still going probably to be that good. It's not like you're trading a guy who in 2 or 3 years is going to decline for a bunch of stuff. You're trading a guy who in 2 or 3 years is probably going to still be one of the top 2 or 3 defensive players in the league for a bunch of stuff. So I see the reason to keep him, and I've got to think that Garrett knows that as much as he said he wanted to play for a winner, that it's not happening this year. They probably gave him assurances about building and what they think they can do in 2026. But it's not happening. It's not happening this year. And I think he knows that.
How do guys balance the idea, Aaron, when they throw out like Myles Garrett did, you know, I want to play for championships and everything else, which is, you know, that sounds great. And then the reality strikes and you get dangled ungodly money in front of you. To me, there's no question. In that sport, you take the money. Do you not? I think the words ring hollow most of the time.
It's hard for me to know. I've never had that money dangled in front of me.
Hey, join our club.
Have it happen, and I have a feeling I would take it if it was there. I think when you get older, when you're in your early 30s, mid-30s in the NFL, then if you've never won, you go ring chasing. Then you sign with good teams, you know, DeAndre Hopkins signing with Baltimore, that kind of thing. Maybe for a little less money for the chance for a ring. When you're in your prime, like Garrett is, you get all the money you can get, and that's what he did.
Aaron, if you're Kevin Stefanski and you're looking at this, again, I talk about like these tug-of-war conversations you might have. Like if you're the Browns and you think, well, we're going to be a fourth-place team and we're really looking for the future, we want to figure out who our quarterback is, do we not want to have to maybe combine our two first-round picks next year to have to go get a quarterback in the draft? If you're Kevin, like, and the ownership has been good to him. I mean, I don't know if there's every team in the league would have kept him for this season and kept everyone there. How many wins does he need to get to keep his job, or what does he need to do? Is it just a matter of showing improvement and showing that the team won't quit? I think Kevin's in a really weird spot this year.
I think showing that the team won't quit is a good one. Listen, if they were to get rid of Stefanski, he would get hired by another team.
Yes.
Everyone in the league has a lot of respect for him. I don't think anybody looks at the situation in Cleveland and thinks that this is his fault. I think you can blame ownership. I think you can blame management. I think you can look at players that have not developed. But I don't think anybody looks at it and goes, Stefanski is the reason why those players have not developed. Stefanski is the reason why this is. Stefanski made the Watson trade. Like, nobody thinks those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, very well respected. So if they have a bad season and he is the scapegoat, I think they'll regret it.
Interesting.
With that thought in mind, do you think they're on the clock? Do you think he's on the clock? Is Andrew Berry on the clock? And are they a package deal?
I mean, if you're going to try to restart the organization, you restart the organization. I have a lot of respect for Andrew Berry and the front office. And I think that the Watson trade, first of all, look, you know, at the time, he looked like a very good quarterback.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Also, the order probably came from up high. You know, that a trade like that, Haslam's got to okay that. That's not Barry's doing. So, I wouldn't look at where this team is and be like, oh, the problem is the management. But I would understand why they would feel like they need to get a fresh start if this season goes really, really badly. Now, here's the thing. If the defense does what I think it's going to do, then I think they'll be able to come out of this season feeling like, okay, well, our defense, you know, that blip in 2024 was a blip. This is still a really good defense. Our coaching staff knows what it's doing. Either we've figured out we have something in Gabriel, or we've figured out we have something in Sanders, or let's go get a quarterback.
Aaron, I do think one of the things fans here are excited about is the running back situation. And, yeah, we lost Nick Chubb, and I fans are still bummed out about that. But I think, you know, when you bring in a Buckeye, you're probably not hurting yourself at running back here in Cleveland. So the fans will enjoy that, too. Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson, this does seem like it could be a pair that could be around here for a long time. It could be pretty fun. When you look at a season of maybe not pessimism, but just not having gigantic hopes, I think those two guys could have a long future. Just your thoughts on them and what their impact could be on this team.
I mean, I'm an analytics guy. We never get excited about running backs. I don't, you know, I look at them and I'm like, oh,
I'm going to send
hey,
you a bowl of sugar or something just to get you hyped up on this.
Running backs.
Yeah.
Like, yay, good. That's not, I mean, you know, are they nice running back? Listen, the reason why we never get excited about running backs is not that these men do not have a lot of talent and work ethic. It's that there's too many of them that have talent and work ethic. Look, the Browns just got two of them. I mean, there's too many good. The problem with running backs is that there's too many good running backs. And so I'm sure these are good running backs, but I don't feel like either of them is going to have the, you know, neither of them's Ashton Jeanty, right? Ashton Jeanty's the guy who everyone feels like what he can do before contact is so good that he can overcome a bad offensive line. Not saying that the Browns have a bad offensive line, because they have a good offensive line. But these running backs don't seem like they move the needle that much, but they also don't move it backwards. They seem like they're good running backs.
Aaron, will the Browns grow to regret trading Travis Hunter?
Oh, man, isn't that a great question? Because who knows? Yeah, that is one of the great, I mean, that is one of the great unknowns. If Travis Hunter is a one-way player, then they absolutely made the right trade. Because they got so much value for that pick, right? The odds that Travis Hunter as a one-way player is that much more valuable than Mason Graham, that he's worth all the picks they got in addition, is just near impossible. But if Hunter can do this two-way thing and is super special, then we have to have a conversation about it. But I absolutely understand why they made the trade. And Mason Graham is a pretty darn good player.
I got to ask you a fantasy question while I got here, too. Is there anybody on that Browns roster that you look at and say, okay, that's a guy I would pick, and I would pick him relatively? I'm not saying first round in your mind, but in your own personal draft.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But is there anybody that excites you on that? I know analytics, but give me the one guy
he's scraping
you,
your
you would draft on this from there for a fantasy perspective.
I use my analytics for fantasy football purposes too. So
yes.
The answer is no, and it's not. Jerry Jeudy on another team, it would be a different answer, but on this team with these quarterbacks, it's just hard to see him as someone you draft early in your fantasy league. And at running back, it's not like Judkins is like an absolute workhorse. They're going to share the role among all of them. And Njoku's not one of the earlier tight ends to go. So no, there's nobody from a fantasy perspective that is really exciting.
All right. I'm not going to be emotional. Every game's at 1 o'clock on Sunday. They have one 9:30 a.m. game. And now no one's worth drafting in my fantasy job. I'm done. Season's over.
You have to be in like leagues with weird rules.
I'm
and
good
then
with that.
Guys will become drafting, like, the count return yards or something, and then you get out DeAndre Carter. I don't know.
All right, tell me about the FTN Football Almanac that's coming out on July 14th. What am I getting there?
Yeah, this is our book, man. It's available for pre-sale right now at ftnfantasy.com/almanac. And if you buy it before it comes out on Monday, you save $5, a chapter's on all 32 teams, all of the fantasy projections, comments about all the skill players, all of our usual wit, all of our usual analysis. There are some surprising projections. There are some less surprising projections. There's a lot of interesting content in there about last year and a lot of interesting content about the year to come. FTN Football Almanac. Go to ftnfantasy.com/almanac. to pre-order it. It'll also be on Amazon in about a week and a half.
Aaron, thank you so much, and thanks for making it fun. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Can I go behind the curtain?
Yeah, go ahead.
Andy asked him, Brown Fantasy, who might you draft?
Oh, yeah.
Andy had a name written down.
Yes.
He was all happy. He was all excited.
He
wasn't showing it to me.
What?
He was going to flip it.
Okay.
And Aaron Schatz said,
don't give the name.
I'm not going to give the name.
So
Andy was ready to go.
So I looked at our roster and I said, okay, if you were in a fantasy draft, which one of these guys would be the most exciting? And I didn't think he would say Jerry Jeudy based on what he had said before. So when I went after him on the fantasy question, I wrote down a name.
Long snapper.
I wrote down a name thinking that he would say that, and then I was going to turn the piece of paper over as he said it to show Jeff how smart I was.
It looked like a smart guy, yeah.
I look at him, I go, watch this. And what name did you think I think he'd say? Dan, you with me on this one? You want to guess? What name did I think? Take Jerry Jeudy off the board or any of our quarterbacks.
Junkins.
I would have thought,
too. I didn't. I went David Njoku.
Of course he did.
I thought he was going to say Njoku. That'd be your best value guy to pick. That's what I thought he was going to say. And he said, no one.
Nobody.
And then I was going to fire Njoku back, and he goes, I wouldn't even take Njoku. I was like, okay, thanks, bud. See you later.
Because of the quarterbacks.
Peace out. Yeah, because of the quarterback. But I also think, and I'll say it 100 times over, if you don't think, I think the easiest place for a quarterback to go on a quick play is tight end every time. They're always a big target. Most guys have big arms, and they're easy to find, I think, after you say hike, because they're so close to the line. Just saying. I think the most rock-solid play on a pass is to the tight end every time. Unless you know you've got, like, I don't mind, like, if say you go trips right or trips left, and then you have the middle wide receiver bounce back behind the line of scrimmage, and you pass it down the line, and then you try to run like a screen down the line.
Okay.
Okay, so that I think is a high percentage play, too.
Nice job, coach.
Well, don't you agree? I mean, think about it. What's a high percentage play?
handing it off.
Goodbye. I'm done with you. Well, speaking of trying to be a coach there, the Kevin Stefanski question that I asked him too, I think Kevin is in like one of the weirdest spots in coaching history. If you take his name away from it and you try to think about the fact that the owner didn't kind of basically come out and say, you know what, it's my fault, or he took the blame for bringing in Deshaun Watson when he said swing and a miss.
He sure didn't put anything on the coach.
No,
that's
he
for
didn't.
Sure.
So now you're in a situation where you've got four quarterbacks in, you've got two first-round draft picks coming in next year, and Deshaun Watson. So let's just be honest about it. You've got four, five, you may have seven quarterbacks in front of you right now. Two don't exist on the team yet. What kind of pressure is on Kevin Stefanski? What does he have to prove to come back to make sure that he's got at least one more year?
I think there's always pressure on a head coach. And even though, Andy, we can sit here and say, well, the owner said it was a big swing and a miss and Kevin didn't make the trade, there's still pressure on a head coach to win games. I'm convinced that if they roll out another 3-14, Kevin's not going to be here. I don't think he'll be here.
If I was Kevin, I would almost want a fresh start somewhere else too, to be honest with you. Wouldn't you?
No, I you want a job, and he's got a job,
that,
and he makes a lot of money.
You heard what Aaron said.
He's
Kevin,
heavily invested here, and he said he'd get another job.
And he would get another
maybe
job.
Maybe Kevin's family likes it here. Let's go back to the Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes it here. Remember, Kevin's a very – if you look at his resume, I think you can draw conclusions. He's a very content guy. He's a guy who likes the process. Because he spent 14 years with one organization.
Sure.
He's an NFL coach, Andy, who's been with only two teams. I'll wait while we try and find somebody who that fits. How many guys can you think of in the I can't even think of anybody. I don't know. I would think other than a new coach in the league, a coach who's been in the league under than say, let's say less than 10 years, I'll bet you he's one of maybe three guys who have only been with two teams. Those guys are just vagabonds. They go
and that's
everywhere.
Also, but it's interesting that you say that.
Which makes me
think
he'd love to stay here.
Well, I think it's really cute and it's very utopian of you. Sometimes when we have these conversations, you're like, well, where's his family? And, oh, look at that. His in-laws are in Atlanta.
I'm sorry. You did the whole thing about Kirk Cousins. Well, he liked Minnesota. They loved it there.
They did like it there. That's what I just put the words that he came out of his mouth.
Well, Kevin Stefanski is a pro, has worked in two places.
Okay.
Period. I'm just saying that to me, I can interpret
but
that.
But he also grew up in Philly, too. So don't you think I'd like to go back home?
Maybe, except they have a coach who's pretty damn good.
Well, maybe he wants to get rid of that coach. He wants that gig. That's his dream job. I mean,
it might be one. All I'm saying is, if I'm Kevin, I'd probably like to hang on to the job I have because, A, I have it, and, B, there are only 31 others in the league, and there's no guarantee I'm getting one, despite what Aaron Schott said. And I think Aaron's right. I think somebody else would hire him.
Well, I don't think it's very easy to get a job, and I do think he would get another job. Worst case scenario, he'd end up as somebody's coordinator in the next year. That's worst case scenario. Is that pay the same? Is the duties a little bit different? Yeah, they're totally different. But if they walk away with this with a 3-win season, not only is the front office, I think, going to be frustrated, but I think Kevin's going to be frustrated too. And that's maybe one of those situations where you say, all right, someone needs a change of scenery. And it's nothing. It goes back to that legendary press conference where Mark Shapiro said, hey, Mark, what kind of a manager are you looking for in the future after he just fired Eric Wedge, who was going to be there till the end of the week? And he goes, oh, I'm looking for a manager like Eric Wedge. And I'm like, then why did you just fire him? Like, it was one of the most truthful, insane answers I've ever heard. Because at the time, I don't think he wanted to fire Eric, but I think he felt like everybody just needed a change of scenery at that point. It was strictly business. And I don't think it was anything personal. So, and I think that we would be in that same situation at the end of it here next year if they only have 3 wins. And that's nothing. And by the way, the schedule is...
You don't think they survive another 3-win season despite all of the question marks NFL and the lack
rules,
of talent?
The law of the NFL says you're 100% right. They do not survive. There's a 3-win season is not... I don't know of any coaching staff that's going to survive a 3-win season. I don't care if you've won Super Bowls before.
Two in a row. That doesn't happen. So that they still
Although we had a coach that won one game in two years, right? We had a coach that won one game in 2 years, and everything was going to be better because Hugh Jackson was here, baby. He was here.
Don't blame Hugh for all that.
Well, some of it's on Hugh.
I would say a little bit of it's on Hugh.
The day he stepped out and said DeShone Kizer is our franchise quarterback, I was like,
You think he was making that call completely by himself? No.
I wouldn't say that, and though. Why would you say that?
Why would you say Hugh Jackson's here, baby?
Because he actually said it.
I know. So why would he did say it? And that's then he went out, and then he went out and said DeShone Kizer's our franchise quarterback.
Andy Baskett's here, baby. I said it. I'm here. Pass me a Stroh's. I don't know, does that even exist anymore?
And I feel it every day.
Yeah, no kidding. I do too. Same thing. The schedule is so hard, man.
It's awful.
Am I the only one that looks at this thing and even if you thought the Browns were a good team, and you felt like they had their quarterback and you felt like you had a guy that could lead them out on the field and give you a chance on every Sunday, man, I look at that schedule and I cringe.
And if they go 2-4 in the first six, it's a major accomplishment.
Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, first four.
Give me two more.
Minnesota, Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh on what is going to be a whacked out week because they're coming back from London.
If they win two of those first six games, it's a major accomplishment. I'm not just belittling their abilities. That would be an accomplishment if you win two of those six games.
And it's Miami at home. Obviously, the weather and playing outside is going to make a huge factor in that game. Man, it's a good thing we don't have a dome because it would give all the home field advantage.
Still in October?
Still in October.
Miami game?
Yeah, it could be warm. Can anyone turn on the snow machine for that game?
It's the best time of the year here in Northeast Ohio, Andy.
Jeff, we have argued about a lot of things over 13 years. That, I agree with you. Autumn on Lake Erie,
on
the shores of Lake Erie, the most beautiful time of year.
Autumn. Under the dome of Brook Park.
It'll be beautiful. The leaves will nestle in.
On the glass.
Against the clear glass roof. Oh, yeah, what happens if they get leaves?
I was out there yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
Where the stadium's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, is there a lot of land out there.
So the one Ford plant that's there stays, right? It's still there. I've heard that they've kind of talked before.
They're on Henry Ford Boulevard, also known as Engel Road.
Yeah, well, they renamed the street.
DeShone Kizer Way.
Oh, Jeff Phelps. Jeff Phelps, did you just say that?
I made Dan laugh. There was a pop of air that came out of his mouth on that. That was close to a laugh.
We got a minute. What should the name of the street that the new stadium's on? What should they name it?
Why did I bring it up, Dan? Oh, I'm sorry.
Give me a name.
I apologize.
Give me a name. What would be a good name?
Henry Ford Way.
Jim Brown Boulevard? Is that what it is?
Henry Ford Way.
What are you naming it?
I think the better question is, what do you rename the street that the stadium used to be on?
Guess what? Lou Boudreau Boulevard, which is what it was before they tore it down.
Oh, I just call it the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Steal it all right there. Factory of Sadness Way.
What's the name of the street? Think about it. We'll talk about that in a second. God, also, please. Wait a minute. We're going to talk about the All-Star game coming up here.
Are we?
Technology rules. That's You're about great. To find out. Yeah, if you want, I'll take your name. What street should the new stadium be on? I'm good with it.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.